Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, the Hour One Nugget, we are here again. We're looking at God's love and we're at part 20. I dipped away from it for a few days for a few specials, but we're now back on course with this wonderful, wonderful series. Part 20 then, God's love. And we're looking at Galatians, the fifth chapter. I want to start at verse 19 and you'll see why in a moment. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, self-ambition, dissension, division, enviness, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before and before and before, I feel that anyone living that sort of life will not, and I emphasize the word not, inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Beloved, just check out the difference between those two lists. Paul was teaching the church at Galatia, and he was saying, look, if you live like this, this is what's going to happen, and the net result will be this. But that's not what we're about. This is what we are about. We are about the gifts and the fruits of the Spirit. Let's just get this right and understand this before we go anywhere. These aren't gifts. I just said the word gifts, I don't know why. But these are not giftings. These are not gifts. These are purely and simply the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, if the Holy Spirit is in control of your life, if you are bathed in the Holy Spirit, if you are, if you will, baptized in the Holy Spirit, these are the fruits. These are the things that will manifest in your life because of the Holy Spirit. Nothing to do with you, but because of the Holy Spirit. And what I love, beloved, is the first one. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love. That's number one. Love. Love is produced in our lives because of the Holy Spirit. If you are finding it really, really difficult to love those people that are difficult to love, then you need to let the Holy Spirit help you in that area. Because this is number one of the fruits of the Spirit. I looked through that list. Love, yes. Joy, yes. Peace, yes. Patience, yes. Kindness, yes. Goodness, yes. Faithfulness, yes. Gentleness, yes. I have one problem as I look at that list, and I think sometimes I don't have self-control. Father God, why do I not have self-control? If the fruits of the Spirit are in me, if I am baptized in the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is consuming me, why, oh why, don't I always have self-control? This is a question, beloved, that I am asking Almighty God of myself. Where do you stand right now in this list? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And if I'm absolutely honest with myself, sometimes I lack patience, but at other times I have all the patience in the world. It's quite amazing. I'm picking out patience because it's another one that has been highlighted in my life. And as I think about patience, I think when I'm driving, I'm not patient at all. Yet when I'm teaching, I am so patient. I taught in a school for many years, and I can remember on numbers of occasions where the students didn't understand what I was saying. And I would patiently go over it and over it and over it until the penny dropped. There was so much patience there. Yet then I think of myself in a car driving along the freeway, and someone has just come shooting straight in front of me. And I think, am I patient? Or do I lose control? Do I lose my sensibility? Do I lose the power of the Holy Spirit at that one moment? And this is what I believe. I believe the evil one knows that because the Holy Spirit is in me, He fills me full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He does that, but I have a weakness in a couple of those areas. In patience, certainly, and in self-control, certainly. And because of my weakness in those areas, that's when the evil one comes to play. And it has to be gone. It has to be got rid of. I want you to look at this list yourself. I want you to pray about this list yourself. And when I say this list once again, does anything leap out at you and say, oh dear, I can see I have an issue there? And if you do, then you know that because the Holy Spirit has given you these fruits, that in one or two areas you have a weakness, and that weakness needs to be shorn up. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul goes on to say, there is no law against these things. Beloved, we need all of those fruits to be manifest in our life because they are the badge, if you will, of who we are in Christ. And other people can plainly see it. If they can't see these things in your life, then you have to question where you are and what you're doing. And perhaps you need to turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, what is going on? I have a friend, and I'm not being judgmental by saying this, but this person is born again. But at this moment in time, I can't see any of that list in this person's life. And that's the truth. And therefore, there's a problem. There's an issue. There's something that needs to be sorted out. Maybe that person has rejected the Holy Spirit because they want to go their own way. And that's very possible. You see, that is very, very possible. As we look at what goes on in the world and we think that's more attractive than what we've got here. Think about this. I've got no money. I've got no job. I don't know where to turn. I'm in trouble. But right over there, over that horizon, I can see the world. And there I can get money. I can get a job. I can get all of these things that I want. if I just turn away from what I'm looking at. Beloved, don't be caught in that trap. Because over there, yonder, where you see the world, there's absolutely nothing there except death and destruction. Paul tells you, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. And then he says, let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living this sort of life will not, and I underline not, inherit the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that those people who are listening to this broadcast, whether it be on radio or on the podcast itself, I pray in Jesus' name that you would bring your spirit and that you would convict us of that which we are weak at, so that you can shore up those lines, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen and amen.